Welcome to the World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. Last month, to celebrate the kickoff of Latinx Heritage Month, NPR Music's Alt Latino relaunched their popular Latin Arts and Culture podcast, bringing a new co-host into the mix to join Felix Contreras. That would be Ana Maria Serre. She joins me today to showcase some of the best new Latinx music out right now. So let's dive in with a new song from Silvana Estrada and take note of her incredible voice and delivery on this song, Brindo.
Brindo por las almas que se fueron, dejando en su camino claridad. Brindo por la simple idea del viento, luchando contra un viejo temporal. Brindo por la gente que nos salva en cada vez.
Incredible vocals from an incredible young artist. That was Silvana Estrada singing her latest single, Brindo. Estrada is having a big moment right now. She was just nominated for 2 Latin Grammys, including Best New Artist. On the World Cafe, I am Kaleo, and here to tell us more about that and a few other artists we should be on the lookout for is newly anointed co-host of NPR's Alt Latino, Ana Maria Serre. Hey, Ana Maria.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, very good. We're talking to you. So excited because, no, we need your musical expertise on the show. Tell us overall what you were going for bringing these artists in today.
You know, I mean, you gave me free rein, which was probably a mistake. And I was sitting there trying to think of, I'm like, oh my God, how do I narrow it down to 4, just like any 4 songs? And I kind of just like followed the heart and realized after I'd picked that I accidentally kind of made a bit of a chill theme, I would say, from these artists. I think things have been so crazy in the world with the relaunch, everything going down. So I think I felt that, you know, we needed some time to just sit back and listen to some good vibes tunes. So much good new music out there all the time. And I think, you know, one of the things that Felix and I do on the show is tell stories and subvert ideas of what is Latin music. And so I love to kind of also really shine a light on sounds and artists who aren't necessarily playing what people would perceive, I guess, as like the traditional Latin sound. So that's kind of part of it too, leaning into that like indie, tranquilo Latin music vibe. So excited to share.
Well, chill is one of my favorite words. And I love Silvana's voice. It is just one of those where it commands attention. I love that the song, you know, is sort of sparse in instrumentation. So you really get to focus on her voice. Tell me a little bit more about her and why you chose to bring her today.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she is truly one of my favorite artists. I was actually like listening to this song this morning just as kind of like a lovely way to start my day, just because, yeah, like you said, her vocals are, I mean, I will say like some of the most exciting and nuanced and unique vocals I have heard in a long time. And I think the beauty of her is like she always holds a little bit of melancholy too in what she's singing and what she's saying. And she's like holds the beauty of life that is like happiness and also sadness. And she's really having a moment right now too with her Latin Grammy nominations. And this single that came out is the latest on an EP that has just released. So really excited for her and really excited to share this one specifically.
Let's hear a little bit more.
Regresar a casa aunque esté lejos. Brindo por cruzarme en tu camino. Y así mi voz vuelve a tener sentido. Brindo por hacer tu piel destino. Y por volver a ver a los amigos.
Silvana Estrada here on the World Cafe, hanging out with Ana Maria Serre from Alt Latino with some great tunes for us. Who's next?
Okay, so Divino Niño, they are a Colombian-American rock band coming to us out of Chicago. So it was actually a band founded by friends who grew up in Bogota together. So their new album, Last Spa on Earth, which I just love that name, too. Mm-hmm. I think it, like, beautifully encapsulates their vibe. Unlike their previous album, most of the songs are completely in Spanish, and I just really loved the energy of this one. They're making some much bolder choices, I think, than they did on that previous album that they had. And Papelito, this song, I think, is a perfect example of just this mix of eclectic sounds and great vibes. And it just feels like something you'd put on at a fiesta with friends and just really enjoy together. So this is Papelito by Divino Niño. Observando los comentarios contigo, flotando por el aire, te doy beso en el ombligo. No escucho los tiros, pero contigo yo tiro. Y tienes sazón, pateando la razón. No escucho tu lamento, solo escucho la pasión. No pones atención, aunque te sube la presión. I don't even wanna tell me.
So, Ana Maria, I love songs that are hard to describe. But if I had to try, you got a little bit of 80s pop mixed with some 2000s indie. There's a horn section and auto tune as well. So bold is such a great word to describe it. Am I wrong on that?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, I think it's so rare that you hear a mix like that. And I think part of that is them just being, I think you can feel that they were friends, right? Who grew up together, because they just have this like liberty to experiment in a way that I think a lot of artists don't necessarily kind of capture with what they do. And I think it has to come from a comfort with each other and just playfulness, I think, is what it is.
Yeah. I'm curious, what are you and Felix typically looking for when you bring artists on the show?
Yeah, you know, I think we're really looking for music that says something about the culture and individuals who have a really compelling narrative to go along with that. So that's why I really love this next group, Hermanos Gutierrez. They're brothers, and you can, like I kind of mentioned with the friends thing, I think it times 10 happens with family. You can really hear the complexity that goes along with them knowing each other and their relationship in their music. They grew up with a Swiss dad, an Ecuadorian mom, so they're kind of a great example of what Felix and I focus on a lot, which is these artists who kind of toe the line of multiple cultures, multiple generations, all of that kind of stuff. And they have kind of like a Western thing going, but also our Latin music, and there's so much nostalgia to it. And so this track, Los Chicos Tristes, was them really kind of acknowledging some of the sadness of where their music comes from and their relationship as brothers. And so it's coming off of their new album, El Bueno y El Malo, so very appropriate, which is coming at the end of this month. And I just love their sound.
I know it's cliche to say that instrumental music would make for a good movie score, but this is one of those songs where you don't need the visual. It tells a story on its own. So I thought your explanation, mm-hmm. you can feel the vibe and the energy that they have between one another, and it translates beautifully in the song.
100%. I think that their music is so visual and so cinematic. Feels like when I'm having a moment where it feels like life is a movie, they're who I throw on.
I love it. We're hanging out with Ana Maria Serre of NPR's Alt Latino, listening to some great music. We got time for one more, if you're willing to share.
So I'd love to close this out with Tagua Tagua. Very cool Brazilian artist, has been doing some really amazing work. And this song specifically, I'm definitely a sucker for a love song. And this one is all about being overwhelmed by falling deeply in love. And I think nothing hits the corazón better than that. So I had to play you this one.
Listening to The World Cafe. Ana Maria Sayre has been my guest, hanging out, playing some great songs. Of course, you can catch her on the Alt Latino NPR Music podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Ana Maria, thanks so much for coming by, sharing this music. And I'm going to make an executive decision. You should come back and do this again soon.
I mean, if you said it, it's been documented. Thank you for having me. This was what a good excuse to share some good music. This is awesome.
Love it. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe.